This article is entitled How to Start an Intergenerational Ministry. It's written by Julie Lehman Guy. Faith formation is one of the few things we grow from our birth until death. And this lifelong process of growing disciples centers on our relationship with Jesus and with others. After all, his ministry and his life focused on relationship. He took time to sit with the children, women, sinners, disciples, and crowds that followed him. Jesus models for us the steps to what we now call intergenerational ministries. Here are 10 steps to jumpstart intergenerational ministry in your congregation. Number 1, pray. Ground everything in prayer. Invite others to pray with and for the planning. Pray for those whom God is preparing to participate. 2, purpose. Understand your why. Story matters as a great ELCA tool to claim your congregation's biblical story, so you know your why. When we get sidetracked by what other congregations are doing, we can lose our why and our purpose. Continue to return always to your why each step of the way. 3, probe. Share and seek out new ideas, such as websites like faithfulteaching.org and lifeoffaith.info, and Facebook groups such as Christian Education Network of the ELCA and Messy Church USA are some of the great resources available to anyone. Join the conversation and learn from others. 4, plan. Start small, seasonally, quarterly, monthly. The quickest way to frustration is to start too big or too often. One congregation began its intergenerational ministry with 2 events. Their Rally Day Service Project gathered all ages to make tuna noodle casserole bags for a food pantry. For Epiphany, they focused on stations of prayer. Each of the 12 stations had a different prayer method or supplies to help participants grow in their prayer life. After 2 successful events, the congregation's planning teams had the confidence to increase to quarterly events. 5, participate. Key individuals are those who have a passion for helping grow disciples. They have an openness to new ideas and don't get stuck in the mindset of the way we've always done it. Pray, asking God to identify those key individuals, invite a few to be a part of the pilot, and pray over each of these individuals and share the vision with them. Get them on board with small events so they'll invite others as your ministry grows. Number 6, partner. Build relationships first. Last summer, the congregation I serve had a work day, and a grandfather brought his grandson to participate. 4 men included the 10-year-old in their conversations and taught him how to use a power washer. It wasn't planned, but their openness to including the grandson led him to tell his teacher how cool it was to power wash the parsonage. Now, when we gather for worship every Sunday, the men continue to include the grandson. Number 7, play. Make it fun. Have a game night. Eat together. And start with Jesus stories. Number 8, pilot. Host 1 or 2 small events to try out ideas and see what works in your context. Keep these first events interactive, basing the event around a theme such as baptism, prayer, or a service project is a great way to build relationships in a non-threatening way. For example, after doing the Spark Rotation Science Workshop from the Spark House curriculum, our congregation's children asked if they could keep blowing things up. And now every month in the summer, we have a 15-minute intergenerational explosive Summer Sunday science lesson. And people of all ages gather to hear a Jesus story, do a science project as simple as Diet Coke and Mentos, and pray and play before worship. Another example, our confirmation class received a micro grant to buy indoor and outdoor games to encourage relationship through play. In 1 month, the number of 6th through 12th graders attending the monthly youth group gatherings doubled. And this fall, coronavirus permitting, the initiative will grow into a congregational game and cookout event, a monthly pancake breakfast for the high school, and crossover games between the congregation and the church's daycare and neighboring nursing care center. The youth have become part of the planning team, and their excitement is contagious. Number 9, process. Instead of focusing on numbers, focus on the stories. Ask, what's the best thing that happened? And share these stories. And number 10, pray again. Ground everything in prayer and give thanks and continue to pray for the Spirit to move in and through all that you do. As you begin these steps, remain persistent. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't happen the way we want, but with each relationship, each gathering, and each Jesus story, you are planting seeds that will grow for a lifetime.